大家好，你好。
I'm very glad to be here this morning.
我好高興今日可以喺大家當中。
And I'm very glad that Tommy is here, standing beside me.
我好高興我喺呢度。
I wish I stayed in Chinese school.
我希望我之前有讀中文。
But I just didn't have what it took.
但係我都真係冇做到。
But my parents still love me.
但係最好彩，我嘅家屋，我阿爸媽都仲好中意我。
The text that I will be preaching on is this familiar text.
今日我哋嘅經文大家都會好熟。
It is from Mark chapter 8, verse 34.
馬可福音八章第三十四節。
This is it. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up the cross, and follow me.
若有人来跟从我，他就必舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
How do we live out our faith?
我哋点样去活出我哋嘅信心呢？
That's a good question.
一个好好嘅问题。
Once we are gripped by the overwhelming, undeserved grace of God,
当神嗰个恩典去捉住我哋嘅时候，
Once we know fully without question that we are saved only and wholly by the death and resurrection of Jesus,
当我哋真正明白我哋系唯一藉住耶稣基督嘅死同埋复活嚟得救，
Once we realize that we are beloved children of God,
当我哋真正认识神，我哋系神爱嘅儿女，
Once we've entered into eternal life, received peace that is beyond comprehension,and experienced a joy that is unlike any other joy.
当我们接受了这个永生，得到那个没人没办法去明白的平安和一个喜乐的时候，
What now?
那我们得到之后又怎样
呢？ What's next?
跟着下一步是怎样？
How do we live out our faith?
我们怎样去继续让我们的信去活出来呢？
This is a necessary question.
这个是我们需要问的问题。
It's necessary because oftentimes people accept all the good that Christianity has to offer.
我们需要问这个问题，因为很多人都很愿意去接受基督教所有的祝福。
But when asked to fully live out the faith, along with all the personal costs that entailed in such a life, they usually decline.
但是当我们要讲到是一个真正基督徒的生活，我们要付出的时候，很多人就会不愿意接受。
The point is this.
就是这样了。
A lot of people love receiving all the blessings and benefits of the Christian life.
有很多人愿意去接受基督教的好处，那些祝福。
But they're not willing to take the necessary next step on the path of discipleship.
但是就不愿意继续去下一步成为门徒。
Peter,one of Jesus' 12 disciples, was one of these people.
彼得，耶稣基督的其中一个门徒，都是一个这样的人。
In Mark 8, just before our verse this morning, Jesus predicts his death.
在马可福音第八章，我们的经文之前，第三十一节的时候，耶稣基督预告他自己的死。
This is at verse 31, and listen especially to Peter's response to Jesus.It reads, He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things.
他跟着教导他们，人子必定要是受苦受难。
This is Jesus' teaching. And he must be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law.
一定要被长老、被祭司长、被文士去藐视。
And that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again.
他一定会死，三天后复活。
Now we, of course, know this is going to happen.
我们现在当然知道这件事已经发生了。
But imagine the disciples as they hear this for the first time from their teacher.
但是想象下那些门徒第一次去听这段说话。
Imagine already having left your job, your family, and following this man for 3 years.
即是去试试想一下，你放弃了你的家庭，放弃了你的工作，去跟从了这个人三年。
Not earning a thing, perhaps gaining a reputation.
没去赚些什么，可能有些名誉。
And along with it, also some scorn.
但呢個名譽都未必係一啲好嘅名譽，可能好多人都會為咗呢樣嘢去唔中意你。
And imagine if you were Peter and you hear Jesus talk about his own death like this.
但係佢諗下，當彼得佢付出咗咁多，佢聽到耶穌基督佢講佢咁樣要死嘅時候。
Jesus spoke plainly about this.
耶穌基督好平順咁樣講出嚟。
And Peter just could not accept it.
彼得就接受唔到。
And so Peter took Jesus aside. This is verse 32. Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him.
第32節嗰度，彼得就將耶穌拉埋一邊去勸佢。
Peter invested so much.
彼得投資咗好多嘢。
3 years.
3年,
following Jesus from town to town.
跟住耶穌喺一個城去另一個城,
he learned a lot from him.
他在耶穌當中學到很多東西,
he saw Jesus do miraculous things.
他看到耶穌去做很多神跡,
he saw Jesus stand up to religious authorities.
他看到耶穌基督去那些教師去站起來,
and so Peter wasn't ready to accept this next step that Jesus intends.
所以彼得他見到耶穌基督這樣的時候，他又接受不到耶穌基督的下一步。
So he rebukes him.
所以他勸他不要這樣做。
Peter rebukes Jesus.
彼得他反對耶穌這樣做。
But look how firmly Jesus responds.
但是你看看耶穌的反應是怎樣確實的。
This is verse 33. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter.
在33節那裡說，當耶穌對著他門徒的時候，他責備彼得。
Get behind me, Satan.
撒旦，退我後面去吧。
You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men.
你不顧念神的事，你只顧念人的事。
Can you see Peter deflating with shame?
你看不看到這裡彼得會很慚愧呢？
Peter rebukes Jesus as though saying, you can't die, Jesus. You possess the power of God. You don't need to suffer. You don't need to die.
彼得他聽到耶穌那段話，他勸耶穌話俾佢聽，你有神嘅大能，你唔需要死，你唔需要去受苦。
But Jesus comes right back and responds by rebuking Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan."
但係耶穌反應就係好確認，好咁樣就同彼得講就話要撒旦退我後邊。
You're the follower.
你才是那個跟從者。
I'm the master.
我是主人。
Jesus not only shames Peter, relating him to the evil one, he puts him in his proper place.
耶穌不單止去令到彼得去羞愧，去將他說他是撒旦，他亦都將他擺在一個很對的位置裡面。
And that proper place is behind him.
就是彼得需要在耶穌基督的後面。
Where Peter must rightly learn to follow.
彼得還需要去學習怎樣去跟從耶穌。
And Jesus goes further, saying to Peter, you don't have in mind what God has in mind.
耶穌繼續跟彼得說，你沒有將神的事放在你的裡面。
You're still caught up in the things of men.
你仍然都是去顧念人的事。
You're more concerned about what this world sees as important.
你都是去顧念看著這個世界，看著什麼重要的事。
But my death, my suffering, and my resurrection, Jesus says.
他就說，但是我的受苦，我的死，我的復活。
All this is God's way.
這個就是神的方法。This
is necessary.
這個是需要做的。It's
the necessary next step.
是需要做的下一步。What
comes next is Jesus gathering not only his disciples, but the crowd around them, because what he says next is of utmost importance.
接著耶穌就不單止去跟那群門徒說，還招聚了眾人，因為他接著所說的話是很重要的。Jesus
tells us how we are to live with these unforgettable words.
他跟我們用一些很深刻的話語，去跟我們說我們應該怎樣的生活。Then
he called out the crowd with him and his disciples and said, if anyone would come after me,
若有人要跟從我,
he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
他就要捨己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
How are we to live out our faith?
我们怎样去将我们的信仰活出来呢?
There's no better way than the way Jesus lays clearly before us here.
耶稣基督就将最好的方法给我们看了。
Deny yourself.
捨己,
take up your cross.
背起自己嘅十字架
，and follow me，
跟从主。
I want to offer a reflection on each of these three acts。
我会阵间有喺当中呢一三样里边都会有少少嘅思想。
Acts that Jesus not only calls us to, he also models for us what these look like。
佢唔单止叫我哋咁样做，耶稣基督亦都系我哋嘅榜样。
But before I do so。
但是当我去做这些反省之前
I want to bring your attention to something about the structure of Mark's Gospel.
我想让你们知道马可福音的结构
Something I believe helps give weight to this life-changing, world-turning instruction.
我可以让大家更加明白这个将我们生命将这个世界都去改变的一句话语
Notice that our verse, chapter 8, verse 34,sits at the center of Mark's entire gospel. Why is this important? Because if we look at the gospel as a whole, we see this verse as a pivotal one. Kind of like a hinge that brings together two main themes of the Gospel of Mark. There are 16 chapters in Mark. In the first eight, we see Jesus full of life. But in the latter eight chapters, the tone and emphasis turns toward his death. This is how one Bible scholar puts it. For the first eight chapters, Jesus is alive, strolling unhurriedly through villages and backroads of Galilee. Bringing others to life, delivering them from evil, healing their maimed and sick bodies. Feeding hungry people, demonstrating his sovereignty over storm and sea.
喂饱他们去平静这个风和浪。
Telling marvelous stories, gathering and training disciples.
讲一些神迹奇事去呼召去同埋训练他的门徒。
Announcing that they are poised on the brink of a new era.
去宣告这班门徒已经可以承接一个新的时候。
God's kingdom.
神的国度
which at that very moment is breaking in upon them.
就是已经来了。
And then,
跟着呢?
Just as he has everyone's attention,
当每一个人都去留意他的时候,
just as the momentum for life and more life is at its crest,
当他那个生命那个力去到最尖端的时候,
he starts talking about death.
他就去讲他的死。
The last eight chapters of the gospel are dominated by death talk.
是最后那八章都是很多都是讲一个死的一个题目。
You see, can you understand why Peter was uncomfortable with this change?
你明明为什么彼得他即是不可以接受这个改变呢?
This whole time with him, Peter has seen Jesus at the top of his game.He's exhibiting a divine power. His words ring true. His purpose is from God. And likely the time spent with Jesus has probably been the best time of his life.
他跟耶稣基督一起那段时间应该都是彼得
Then Jesus does the incredible.
跟住耶稣就做一啲好奇怪嘅事。
And turns on the hinge.
转咗180度咁样个改变。
He announces he must die.
佢话俾佢听佢就要死啦。
In fact, this is the first of three predictions that Jesus makes.
系呢一个系第一个，之后仲有两个咁样嘅提示。
The next is in chapter 9:31.
在第九章第三十一节都有这样，都有讲到他的死。
And the third is in 10:33.
在第十章第三十三节那里，耶稣也都提到他的死。
This talk of death makes Peter uncomfortable.
彼得佢接受唔到呢啲耶穌基督佢，因為佢講自己嘅死。
He doesn't want to stop this good role with Jesus.
佢唔想佢耶穌去離開佢，因為呢個好好嘅事。
He needs Jesus for some plan of his own.
佢需要耶穌去完成佢自己一啲嘅計劃。
So he rebukes him.
所以佢勸耶穌唔好去呢條路。
He tells Jesus no.
佢話耶穌基督，你唔可以咁樣做。
We are like this too, are we not?
我哋都係咁樣嘅，係唔係咧？
We love Jesus.
我哋愛耶穌。
We praise and thank him for the good things he brings to us.
我哋感謝，我哋讚美佢帶俾我哋一切嘅好處。
But when Jesus says something that turns our world upside down,
但係當耶穌去講一啲嘢，我哋將我哋嘅世界去顛倒嘅時候，
We hesitate.
我哋會停喺度。
We reconsider.
我哋會再諗一諗。
We walk away.
我哋甚至會退後。
Like Peter, we feel as though we know better than God.
好似彼得咁樣，我哋覺得我哋嗰個諗法可能好過神嗰個諗法。
Don't do that. Do this.
神，你唔好咁樣做啦，做行呢邊啦。
But as Mark makes clear through his whole telling of Jesus' story, death is inevitable.
喺馬可福音裏邊，即係好似呢個寫法呢個結構裏邊咁樣講，死係一定發生嘅事。
But not only this. The message is clear here. This self-denial is necessary.
唔單止咁樣，佢舍己，耶穌基督舍己，亦都係好重要嘅。
This suffering is necessary.
一個受苦亦都好重要嘅。
The gospel shifts to death because that is where Jesus is heading, and in doing so, the story draws us to what is most necessary.
喺呢個福音，佢轉佢個主題啊，耶穌基督死，因為好重要嘅，我哋亦都要去諗呢一樣嘅嘢。
If anyone would come after me, Jesus says.
耶穌話：若有人嚟跟從我
，He must deny himself.
他必捨己
，and take up his cross.
背起自己嘅十字架
，and follow me.
來跟從我。
What does this look like?
係點樣嘅咧
？If Jesus calls us to this and we wholeheartedly want to live like this, how do we do it?
如果耶穌佢真係咁樣呼召我哋嚟咁樣做。我哋亦都想咁样做，我哋可以点咧
？First, deny yourself.
第一，我哋要舍己。
Denying yourself is something that involves the inner orientation of your heart.
去舍己呢样嘢系需要喺你心里边嗰个改变。
Denying yourself means replacing yourself as your own savior with a life of total obedience and dependence on Jesus as Lord and Savior.
呢個舍己就係要將耶穌你嘅救主改變，就成為你自己生命嘅主，去完全去為佢而活。
This is what denying yourself means.
係舍己就係咁樣嘅解釋。
It says, "I am no longer master over my own life."
呢度話到我已經唔係自己生命嘅主啦。
That's my old life.
嗰個係我舊嘅生命。
I've done that.
我之前係咁樣做。
It doesn't work.
是不成功的。
I can't save myself.
我不可以救到自己。
I don't have the ability to save myself.
我没有能力去救自己。
This is what denying yourself is about.
舍己就是这样的。
To be sure, this isn't an easy thing to do.
这样绝对不是一样很容易的事。
Perhaps the most difficult part of helping your family member or friend stuck in a life-debilitating addiction.
當你一啲屋企人嘅時候，一個好不良嘅嗜好，你去想幫助佢嘅時候，一樣最難做嘅事。
The most difficult thing is getting him to see himself as he truly is.
最難做嘅事就係喺當嗰個你有一個嗜好嘅人去睇到佢自己嗰個嘅傷害。
On TV on the channel A&E, there's this reality show called Intervention.
在電視裏面有一個節目叫做 Intervention.
It's exactly this scenario.
是真的這樣去介入去一個一些去幫人家解一些不良的嗜好。
Concerned family members try to intervene in the life of their brother or son or their father.
是一些很有心的家人很想介入他一個可能是一個兄弟可能是一個兒子可能是一個爸爸的生活裏面。
They try to tell him that he needs help.
他跟他說佢需要幫助。
Sometimes it's an alcohol addiction.
有時可能佢係有一個酒癮。
Sometimes a drug addiction.
可能有時係一個毒癮。
Whatever it is, the purpose is to help him see himself and to recognize for himself.
第一步就係需要俾佢睇到同埋認確咁樣知道佢自己。
To recognize that he needs professional care.
佢認到佢自己，佢需要一啲專業嘅幫助。
And the most gut-wrenching part of these shows is not the pleading or crying or the pain of the loving family members.
佢最一啲最感人嘅地方唔係喺嗰啲屋企人嗰啲眼淚。
Rather, the part of the show that really gets you is when this individual realizes the truth of his own weakness.
即是最感動的事,那件事就是,當那個姐妹,那個人裡面,他轉變過來,他真正看到自己的弱點。
The turning point is when the individual finally sees that he needs help that is beyond himself.
那個轉捩點就是,當那個人去知道
It's when you see a person finally coming to the truth that, in fact, we all need to come to. We are all weak.
就好似我哋咁样当中，我哋都需要明白，好似佢嗰个嘅情况里边，即系我哋每一个人都系好软弱嘅。
We are all broken.
我哋都系破碎嘅。
And we all need a savior.
我哋每一個人都需要一個救主。
At this point，
喺呢一刻
，this is when redemption begins。
佢嘅救贖，佢回轉就嚟。
This is denying yourself。
呢個就係捨己。
You see， it's about a whole entire life reorientation。
喺一個生命完全一個生命嘅重整。
It's letting go of the idea that you have enough strength。That you have the ability to live on your own without God. It's not denying your self-sufficiency. This is what needs to go first. As one translation puts it, You're not in the driver's seat anymore.
有一個翻譯就係講到就話你就已經唔係呢個生命嘅駕駛者。
Denying yourself means letting go of the steering wheel and relinquishing the driver's seat to God.
你好似捨己就係將你嘅手放開，讓神去駕駛你生命嘅一架車。
This is the first act we must do.
呢一個係第一步我哋需要做。
We must deny ourselves.
我哋需要捨己。
The next.
下一步呢？
Take up your cross.
背起自己嘅十字架。
What does this look like?
呢个又点样嘅咧？
When I see a mother praying patiently and continuously for a son who has strayed from God.
当我去睇到一个妈妈，佢不断嘅好用心嘅去为到一个远离咗神嘅仔去祈祷。
I see a woman taking up her cross.
我就睇到一个女人佢背起自己嘅十字架。
When I see a factory owner. Who takes a hit on the bottom line year after year?
当我睇到一个工厂嘅老板，佢每一年都去蚀钱
，so that his workers can continue to work and so provide for their families.
佢蚀钱系因为嗰啲工人可以有工作做。
When I see this, I see a man taking up his cross.
我喺当我呢个情况，我就睇到呢个老板去背起自己嘅十字架。
Do you see it?
你睇唔睇到咧？
When I see college and university students with little money of their own give both time and money, attention and prayer to the needs of the poor and homeless.
当我睇到一啲自己都冇乜钱嘅大专学生，佢愿意将时间同埋金钱去捐出嚟，去为咗一啲穷人去做事，去帮助佢哋嘅时候
，I see brothers and sisters taking up their crosses.
我就睇到弟兄姊妹去背起自己嘅十字架。
When I see men and women resigning from well-paying jobs,
当我睇到有男女去愿意去辞去自己一份好嘅工
作 up the comforts of home and family, moving to a foreign land just so that others might have the chance to know Christ.
佢会放弃自己舒适屋企嘅生活，去到一个好远嘅地方，所以可以令到人有机会听到福音。
I see friends taking up their crosses.
我就睇到。即係朋友去背負起佢哋自己嘅十字架。
Do you see this?
你睇唔睇到咧
？Whoever said that being a disciple would be easy? If ever you thought or believed that living as a Christian should make life easier, then with all due respect, you've got it all wrong. The Christian way, the way of Jesus, the way of the cross, is the way of suffering. When Jesus speaks about the cross, he points to an instrument of extreme, violent, and painful execution. When he says, take up your cross, he's talking about putting the whole weight of the horizontal beam on your back and carrying it to the place of your death. And what's more, along the way, people will be jeering at you.
还有呢, 是当你去那个地方的时候, 人家会对你嘲笑,
scorn at you.
会骂你,
they will misunderstand you.
他们不会明白你,
they will laugh at you.
他们会笑你,
they won't fully know why you choose to lose out so that others might benefit. They won't understand why you willingly suffer for a God they cannot see. And ironically enough, this is okay for you because you see this as all part of the suffering that Jesus calls you to. As Jesus took up his cross, so he calls you to take up yours. Take up your cross. Dietrich Bonhoeffer says this, the cross is laid on every Christian. The first Christ suffering which every man must experience is the call to abandon the attachments of this world. It is that dying of the old self which is the result of his encounter with Christ. As we embark upon discipleship, we surrender ourselves to Christ. In union with his death, we give over our lives to death. Bonhoeffer keeps going. When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. It may be a death like that of the first disciples, who had to leave home and work to follow him. Or maybe a death like Luther's, who had to leave the monastery and go out into the world. But it is the same death every time. Death in Jesus Christ. The death of the old self. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. And follow Jesus. Follow me, he says.
耶稣他说,
these days, no one wants to be a follower anymore. Next week, when the new Mac comes out, there will be a rush to be the first to have it. If you get one a few months later, not so special.
如果你遲一兩個月才去買呢, 就已經不是很特別了。
If you go to chapters and look for a book on leadership,
如果你去書局裏面去揾一啲點樣去做領袖嘅書咧，
you'll find shelves upon shelves with such advice.
你會見到好多好多嘅櫃都會有呢啲嘅書。
But try looking for a book on how to be a good follower.
但係你去嘗試揾一本點樣去做一個跟從者嘅書咧，
you can't imagine it, right?
你即係你唔會想象到。
Exactly.
係啦。
You see, our culture is bent toward leaders.
我哋嘅文化就係好被呢個領導呢個吸引。
Schools, organizations, companies, and even churches invest a great deal of time and resources in developing leaders.
學校、機構、公司甚至教會都投資咗好多嘅嘢去要去訓練一班領袖出嚟。
And this is good, to be sure.
呢一個樣都係好嘢嚟嘅。
Leaders are important.
領袖係一個好重要嘅角色。
But my point is this.
但係我要講嘅就係
Who really wants to be a follower?
邊一個願意去跟隨咧？
Who would pay money to go to a conference or workshop to learn how to become a better follower?
邊個願意去俾錢去學習成為一個更加好嘅跟隨者？
You see, no one wants to be a follower anymore.
即係依家已經冇人願意去再成為一個跟隨者。
Everyone wants to be first.
每一個人都想做第一個。
Even the disciples argued about who would be first.
亦都門徒佢哋都爭論誰為大。
When Jesus predicts his death the second time in 931,
在第九章第三十一节，当耶稣基督去再一次去预兆他自己的死的时候，
the disciples sadly argue about who among them will be the greatest.
那些门徒就在争论他哪一个是最大。
And what does Jesus say to them here?
那耶稣基督怎么跟你说呢？
Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last.
誰願意做首先的要做末後的
and the servant of all
要做眾人的用人。
Want to be first? Jesus says.
耶穌說你想做第一個嗎？
Learn to be the last.
去學習去做最後一個。
That's an odd saying for our world.
在這個世界上這句話是很奇怪的。
But in the kingdom of God, it makes complete sense.
但在神的角度裡面，這句是很合適的話。
We need more followers.
我们需要多一些跟从者。
That's it.
是的。
Very simply, we need followers of Jesus Christ.
我们需要是耶稣基督的跟从者。
Jesus wants us to follow him in his way of self-denial and in his way of suffering.
他需要我们去跟从他，去舍己，去受苦，过这个受苦的生活。
And what lies at the heart of following someone?
在一个跟从者的心里面有什么呢？
At the heart is a complete and total trust in that person.
在当中去你愿意跟从他的时候，你需要很多很重要的信任。
When Jesus says, follow me, he's also saying, trust me.
当耶稣基督他说跟从我的时候，他同一个时间也都是说你可以来信我。
Trust me.
信我。
Henry Nouwen, a priest and writer, went to a circus one day.
有一个牧师有一天去了个马戏团。
He saw trapeze artists called the Flying Rodleys.
他在那里当中他看到一群空中飞人。
And he instantly became a fan.
他一看到之后就很喜欢这个空中飞人这个马戏。
Eventually, he and the Rodleys became good friends.
他跟着之后就跟这群空中飞人这个成为了一个好朋友。
And he recounts this story.
他就在之后去讲这个故事给我们听。
One day, I was sitting with Rodley, the leader of the troop.
有一天我去跟这班空中飞人的领袖去聊天。
It's talking about flying.
去讲怎么样 在空中飞来飞去。
He said, as a flyer, I must have complete trust in my catcher.
他告诉我在当你飞的时候你需要完全去信任去接住你那个人。
The public might think that I am the great star of the trapeze, but the real star is Joe, my catcher.
观众可能会认为飞那个才是明星，但是其实接那个才是重要的。
He has to be there for me with split-second precision.
他要接住我，他要在很精密计算那一刻他就要接住我。
And grab me out of the air as I come to him in the long jump.
当我放手去跳过去的时候，他就要接住我了。
Now one asks him, "How does it work?"
這個牧師就問他了，即是這樣怎樣做的呢？其實
The secret, Rodley said, is that the flyer does nothing and the catcher does everything.
他說那個秘密就是他飛那個完全不會做任何的事，接住那個人去做所有的事。
When I fly to Joe, I have simply to stretch out my arms and hands and wait for him to catch me.
當我飛嗰一刻嘅時候，我將我嘅手伸直，將我嘅手擘開，要令到阿 Joe 可以接住我。
You do nothing? Nowen says, surprised.
嗰個牧師話嚇，你完全咩都唔做
？Nothing, Rodley repeated.
嗰個飛人就話咩都唔使做。
The worst thing to do is to try to catch the catcher.
去嗰個飛人最差做一樣嘢就係。去嘗試去捉住去接佢嗰個人。
I am not supposed to catch Joe.
我個飛人唔應該係去捉嗰個接佢嗰個人。
It's Joe's task to catch me.
係接嗰個人去應該去接佢。
If I grab Joe's wrists, I might break them.
當個飛人嘗試去拿住嗰個人嘅手嘅時候，可能會有受傷。
Or he might break mine.
兩個人都可能又會有受傷。
That would be the end of us.
And
he says this.
他就这样说,
A flyer must fly.
那个飞人就需要去飞,
and the catcher must catch.
那个接人的就需要去接住,
and the flyer must trust with outstretched arms that his catcher will be there for him.
那个飞人就需要去信任, 去信任那个接人会接住他。
What a beautiful image of trust.
是一个信任一個好好嘅一幅嘅圖畫。
The flyer must trust.
嗰個飛嘅需要去信。
With outstretched arms,
去伸出佢嘅手。
That his catcher will be there.
佢嗰個接佢嗰人一定會去接住佢。
If the final and main act of living out our faith is following Jesus,
如果最後一個我哋需要跟從主嘅就係要跟從佢嘅話。
And if following Jesus requires a total dependence.On him with our lives.
如果我哋跟从佢，系需要我哋完全去依赖住神耶稣。
Then there's much to learn from the bold and daring craft of trapeze artists.
我哋就要需要去向呢一班嘅空中飞人去学习。
It seems there are two key moments in this act of trust.
喺空中飞人呢个杂技里边有两个好重要嘅步骤。
The first is when the flyer must let go.
第一步就係嗰個空中飛人一定要去放手。
He must let go of his own bar and thus be willing to hang in the air, not aimless but dependent.
佢願意去放手，佢唔去放手，係喺空中嗰度去逗留，唔係毫無目的咁逗留，係有信心去伸出隻手去願意去等待接佢嘅人。
And this is the second key moment.
第二個重要嘅時候咧，就係。
The flyer must simply wait.
嗰個飛人就要喺度等。
He can do nothing.
佢唔可以做任何嘢。
Must do nothing, in fact.
佢一定唔可以做任何嘢。
But open his hands with outstretched arms.
就係伸出佢嘅手出嚟。
Nothing but wait.
冇嘢做，佢一定要等。
And so Jesus is the catcher.
耶穌。就是我们就是接我们那个人。
And he says to us,
他跟我们说,
Trust me.
信我吧。
Living out our faith can play itself out in a million ways.
我们活出我们的信可能会在很多很多不同的方法里面发生。
But these three acts always remain necessary.
但是这三步是
We must deny ourselves, lest we fool ourselves again that we can handle life all on our own.
我哋舍己，我哋如果唔系嘅话，我哋就愿去继续嘅去落一个陷阱，就系以为自己可以救到自己。
When we write tests,
当我哋去考试嘅时候
，or raise children,
当我哋去凑大我哋儿女嘅时候
，when we work on improving our marriage,
当我哋去婚姻，我哋去即系令到我哋婚姻更好嘅时候
，or serving our church，
我哋或者去教会里面侍奉嘅时候
，we must learn and grow in this discipline of self-denial。
我哋都需要学习 去舍己。
We must take up our cross.
我哋要背起我哋嘅十字架。
And understand that suffering is not simply a tool to build character.
知道呢个受苦唔系一个简单一个工具去令到我哋去继续磨练自己。
Suffering for the gospel is the way of life.
喺呢个福音里边去受苦系。
The cross is our identity.
嗰个受苦十架就系我哋嗰个嘅名号。
Selflessness,
去放低自己。
Humility,
去谦卑。
Sacrifice,
去舍弃。
These values should define the way we live.
呢一啲咁嘅观念系我哋生命嘅一部分。
And through all this, we must simply follow Jesus.
跟住我哋最尾就系要去，即系话跟从耶稣基督。
In everything, in all aspects of our lives, we must follow and trust Christ completely.
喺每一个角落，我哋喺生命嘅每一步当中，我哋都需要去信耶稣去。
When buying a house,
当我哋买屋嘅时候
，or selling a house,
或者卖屋嘅时候
，or deciding a career,
或者我哋去选择去我哋将来嘅工作
，we must follow His lead.
我哋需要去跟从住佢嘅带领。
When our homes are destroyed,
当我哋嘅屋企被破坏
，or our loved ones die,
或者当我哋嘅爱人死咗
，we must follow Jesus.
我哋要跟从耶稣。
Whenever, wherever, and whatever,
咩嘅情况、咩嘅地方、咩时候
，we must follow Jesus.
我哋需要跟从佢。
You see, living out our faith isn't it an option for Christians?
你知唔知道？去活出呢个信，其实唔系一个选择。
At least it shouldn't be。
其实应该就唔系一个选择。
Every moment, every decision, and each relationship, and all circumstances are opportunities to glorify God。
喺每一个情况，喺每一个嘅关系，喺每一个时刻，都系我哋一个机会去俾荣耀神。
There is no off switch。
喺冇一个时候，你可以将呢样嘢去熄咗佢。
We can't stop living out our faith。
我哋唔可以去停止去将我哋嘅信仰活出嚟。
And exactly how you live out your faith will be different from the person next to you.
系你点样去将呢个信活出嚟咧？会系同你隔篱嗰个人嘅方法系唔同。
We all have different gifts and personalities.
我哋每一个人有唔同嘅性格，有唔同嘅恩赐。
We have different networks of friends and colleagues.
我哋有唔同嘅朋友，唔同嘅同事。
We all have different desires and dreams.
我哋会有唔同嘅梦想，唔同嘅要求。
Our stories are different.
我哋嘅生命嘅故事系唔同嘅。
Yes, but the three essential acts are the same.
但系嗰三步都系一样嘅。
Deny yourself.
去舍己。
Take up your cross.
背起自己嘅十字架。
And follow Jesus.
跟从我。
Are you ready for the next step?
你愿意去行出嗰一步未咧
？Are you willing to trust Jesus?With your whole life.
你愿意去信耶稣基督，将你嘅生命交俾佢未
？I praise God for His illuminating word.
我感谢主俾到我哋今日呢段话语。
May you be blessed, renewed, and transformed by hearing Him speak to you.
你得到祝福，得到神嘅话语俾你哋嘅改变。
Amen. Amen.